Surge accomplished. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The figures are coming in. They look good. Violence in Iraq has gone down. We may have lost more soldiers this year than in any year since the war began, but the monthly rate is down. Fewer Iraqis are dying. There are reports that neighborhoods are reviving. And I know the words may stick in some people's throats, but it's time to say the surge has worked. Come on, say it. The surge has worked. I don't know, some of you will argue that these figures only show the violence is down to where it was before the surge, but this is not the time for such arguments. It is time to say the surge has worked, because that fulfills the conditions laid out exactly 2 months ago.
The principle guiding my decisions on troop levels in Iraq is return on success. The more successful we are, the more American troops can return home.
Violence down, shops reopening. Sounds like success to me. And if you still can't bring yourself to say it, look at these numbers. Congress's Joint Economic Committee says the total cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, including the effects on oil prices, interest on the money we've borrowed, and the cost of treating wounded veterans, totals $1.5 trillion so far, more than twice the cost of Vietnam. Continuing the war for 10 more years would be another $2 trillion. Now, do you believe the surge has worked? Because otherwise, the cost goes to more than $10,000 for every man, woman, and child in the country. Although, with all the borrowing, most of the bill goes to the child, so I hope you've at least upped the kid's allowance. It's only fair. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.